Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord, and not is not alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifice." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. So precise, the commandment of God is not complicated. Just two simple things. Love God with our whole heart, whole mind. And love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, Jesus is requesting us to love God, first of all, underneath the meaning is to follow the will of God. To follow the will of God means to live every moment in His Spirit, to serve, to forgive. At times, not always easy to treat our neighbor as ourselves. But Jesus is expecting us to do so. This is our conversion. Our conversion is not just what Pinksingpo experienced, just a voice from heaven and is calling him. The calling of Jesus, at times, in a very simple way. At times when we don't want to love someone, maybe there's a voice inside. Forgive him, forgive her, give her a chance. The voice will say, as Jesus would say to him, "I love you, so you love the others the way I love you." We understand that Jesus' love for us is unconditional. Always the first one to love us. We just do the same. If you can't, we can do it. Just tell Jesus. I read the example of the change of water into wine. The wedding feast at Cana. Just simple word. Now, lady just told Jesus, "They do not have wine." We can just, a simple way, tell Jesus, "I'm weak. I need your help. Jesus, give me the strength." If you come from the heart, you don't need too many words. If you have faith, you trust every word, Jesus listening, He will do it. You may ask why Jesus did not do it before. If you don't ask, you will not aware what you need. Even if you give you grace, you will take it. By the time you ask, that means you decide to follow. Then there's a time with meet Jesus. Jesus always opened himself to us. Before we think of him, he already thinks of us. Before we say yes, he already embraces. Like the story of the prodigal son. The father seeing the son coming from afar, he already came out from the house. Even the son wanted to tell him that he's not worthy to be his child. But this father leave no space for him to say anything. Just asked the servant to give him the new clothes. To treat his friends with the calf. Everything unexpected. That's God. That's the way of Jesus. At times you don't understand why Jesus on earth is to suffer so much. The only way, the only reason is for our sake. Perhaps today we won't understand until the day we went up to him in paradise. Hope by the time it won't be too late for us to grasp the truth. Important, Jesus expects us to love the same way as he did love. So be humble, ask Jesus this special grace that you want to follow him, that you want to love the way he loves.